Temperatures are in record territory this afternoon, as many spots have come close to the 60-degree mark today. Not too shabby for the final day of February. Now, we are looking ahead to some weather changes over the next couple of days. It'll still be on the mild side tomorrow as we greet March with a mainly quiet day, and then things will turn quite stormy tomorrow night through Friday night, with the potential for a high-impact winter storm that looks to bring a blend of rain and snow to the area. We'll tend to favor rain mixing with wet snow in the valleys, and there's a greater opportunity for heavy wet snow across the higher elevations, and that could be enough heavy wet snow that there may be some concerns with power outages, especially when we combine the snow with the potential for some gusty winds. For now, though, things are pleasant across our area, so if you have an opportunity to maybe get outside, go for a walk, it's certainly nice to do that. Temperatures tonight will be on the mild side for this time of year, but still kind of on the cool feeling side. Lows will be generally in the 30s. Could see a couple of passing rain or snow showers as the night moves along. Tomorrow looks to be decent as well. Temperatures will climb into the 40s and 50s across the area. It's mainly dry through most of the day, but we'll start to see a shower chance, especially after noontime tomorrow. And as we get closer to sunset, that's when the shower chances really will ramp up. Any sunshine during the morning will fade behind increasing clouds as the day moves along. Then we turn our focus to that storm threat on Thursday night into Friday. It's still a little bit early to say exactly who is going to see what, and in terms of snow, how much, but there's certainly potential for some heavy wet snow with the most accumulation across the higher terrain. It looks like the Catskills may end up seeing the most snow with this, but any of the higher elevations have the potential to see several inches of heavy wet snow, and the valley locations look to be more of a cold rain, potentially mixing with wet snow, especially during the day on Friday, and there's still the potential for some leftover rain and snow showers on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers and highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers with a high around 50. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with a mix of rain and wet snow, windy, high 35 to 40, and on Saturday, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, high 38 to 44. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.